Hey everyone, welcome to the video slash episode of the Spicy Dividend Podcast. It's going to be a very quick one today. However, it's exciting for me at least because the daily deposits are coming back. So going back to my roots, if you remember me from the Dividend Grinder days or the M1 Finance investing days where I had the cash flow challenge, just trying to build up that income as much as possible, as quickly as possible, you know that daily deposits were a huge thing for me. And back when I lived in a crappy townhouse with extremely low rental cost and no kids. I still don't have kids, but no kids and very little expenses. I had no car debt at the time even. I was putting $30 a day minimum into M1 Finance and trying to get that dividend portfolio to grow. So not going to be as powerful as $30 a day. I just do not have the discretionary income to really burn that right now. Maybe if I get a bonus from work or something soon, then maybe we can bump it up a little bit. But in the meantime, I'm going down to $10. And if you're watching on video, you can see that my portfolio value right now is at $584. It is very small. We're just starting out, basically starting from scratch. And the original plan was to just do side hustle income for this portfolio just because my checking account was so low that I didn't want to use it on this. However, you know, going back and forth with myself, and I'm just thinking to myself, you know, I can manage $10 a day. That's going to, you know, it's going to be a little bit around $220 a month, most likely, depending if there's holidays or how many weekdays there are, whatever. But I can handle $220 a month. And I know you should probably do lump sum investing. However, it's more comforting to me knowing that if something were to come up, I can just cut off the $10 a day immediately rather than like, oh, if I just spent $220 total for the month and then the next day something comes up, well, I can't really get that $220 out unless I sell positions, which I don't really want to do in the dividend portfolio at all. So the daily deposits are back. I cannot wait. We're going to try and grow this portfolio as fast as I can. So originally, this portfolio was coming from the Bills to Billion Challenge. And those of you who are podcast listeners only, I completed the first half of that, meaning I earned enough money from side hustles to pay off the $200 worth of bills every single month for the rest of the year. And originally, the plan was to just use the side hustle income, put it in this portfolio until the beginning of December, where I would restart the process and go back to side hustles for the bill paying and use whatever dividends that I built up during the time and going forward to make the bill paying process easier. I was going to take the dividends right away and then go from there. I wasn't going to deposit any cash into this, but I want to deposit. I want the dividends to grow faster. And the portfolio mix is really interesting. So I know last time, I know this is classic me, right? Changing the portfolio, but it's not really changing that much. I mean, it's still a very heavy amount of JEPI, JP Morgan's premium equity fund. But instead of VYMI, I decided to go with IGRO and DGRO, IGRO and DGRO. And these are international growth dividend funds and US-based dividend growth funds. So basically, they invest in dividend-growing companies only, and the ETF pays out dividends quarterly. And theoretically, and I went back and tested this, you know, every single year you should be getting higher amounts of dividend payments, and that's indeed what they do. So here's the process going forward, and I'm in it now. I'm not changing it. I promise I'm not changing it. JEPI is going to be the large majority of the portfolio. However, every $10 deposit every single day, $4 goes to JEPI, $3 goes to IGRO, and $3 goes to DGRO. I got to be really careful saying that. It can sound wrong if I say the right wrong word before that. But IGRO and DGRO are going to get $3 each, meaning that those two are going to get 60% of the daily funding. And JEPI is going to be 40%. So you're probably looking at me going, well, how could you say you're a majority JEPI if 60% of your funds are going into the other two? And what I'm going to do is all my side hustle income, originally I was going to do an 80-10-10 split, but I'm just going to make it easier for myself. And for me, this is more motivating to do the side hustles. any side hustle money I get, or extraneous, miscellaneous income, whatever it is, credit card back, is going in the Jeppy. I'm not going to split it up at all. So a majority of the $10 daily is going to go towards the other two funds. However, any single other piece of miscellaneous income that comes in is going straight to Jeppy. So even though right now it looks like it's a 40-60 split in favor of the other two holdings, it's going to end up being way heavily weighted towards Jeppy, just because, you know, I'm going to have, just as an example, most likely my last paycheck coming from Remote Task, that side hustle site, on Wednesday morning, and it should be around $380. So $380 is going straight into Jeppy. And the other two, I mean, if I'm doing $220 a month in funding and you get 60% of that, that's way less than the $380 that I'm going to put into Jeppy at one pop. And every single other dollar and penny is going to go right into Jeppy. So it's going to be extremely heavily weighted towards Jeppy. So what am I doing in terms of reinvesting or taking the dividend? So right now, until next year, I'm just going to reinvest everything. So I'm going to let the dividends compound. It's not going to be that much, obviously, because I don't have nearly enough shares at the moment. But going forward, when I have to start doing the additional income, the side hustles to pay bills straight up and not invest into the dividends, I'll leave it to be seen whether I keep doing the $10 a day into it or whatever. But during the bill paying cycle, I'm going to take the dividend from Jeppy, and I'm not going to take the dividend from either IGRO or DGRO. So both the growth funds I'm going to let compound, and I'm not going to touch those until hopefully like 20 years or, you know, maybe 10 years or whatever. But at the very worst, like, I'm going to let it compound for at least 5 years before I start even taking anything of that. Those I want to compound, because even though the dividends are much less of a yield than Jeppy is, and they pay quarterly, not monthly, I have the beneficial factor of time on those sides, where I'm just going to let it grow, let it compound, let it do its thing. It's going to grow over time, so I don't need to fund it as aggressively. But, you know, $3 a pop into each, and currently IGRO is $63 a share, DGRO is $50 a share. So, you know, do the math, $3 each, you know, after 15 to 22-ish days or whatever, yeah, I'm going to get a new share. And it's just going to come down and it's going to grow. The dividend's going to reinvest into it. And I'll have the beneficial factor of time on my hand for those two. Jeppy, I'm going to grow it as fast as I can, as quickly as I can. Right now, you can see it if you're watching a video, but if you're listening on the podcast, right now in Jeppy, I have 8.4 shares. And just doing the math very conservatively, saying it's going at 30 cents a share, which it's been going much higher all year. However, I think that's going to slow down with interest rates slowing down and the share prices of all the underlying assets going up, less volatility. Conservatively, right now, I'm getting $2.52 a month. So I'm going to try and grow that as fast as I can. Look, the goal is to replace that $200.75 that I'm using to pay bills every day. And I know $2, it's like I got 100 times that. But it's something, right? And even if I were to stop this challenge right now and start earning towards future bills, you know, now I only have to earn like $198 rather than the $200.75. So that's just the mentality going forward. That's why I want to grow it so fast. I want that number to just flip-flop as soon as I possibly can. It's going to take a lot of money to get there. However, you know, shoot for the moon. Hopefully it reaches the stars at least, right? That's the mentality I'm going for. So this is the three stocks that I'm holding. I love this strategy going forward. Jeppy is going to be the major player, and then IGRO and DGRO are going to be the growers, not showers, the growers that I'm going to just let compound and not touch until way down the line. So that'll be awesome to do. I can't wait for the compounding to take effect. I can't wait for this portfolio to grow. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed this video / podcast episode. I'm so excited to be back into the dividends. It's so motivating knowing that every single dollar I earn, first of all, it's motivating for the side hustles knowing that's going into a monthly payer like Jeppy, just because it feels like it's more tangible when it, like, you're getting something every single month rather than having to wait for lumpy quarters. And it's just beneficial to say, like, you know, even something as small as, let's see, like if I earn just a dollar, let's say, and the average share price right now is $54.66, and we multiply that by three, it's like every dollar I earn is getting me half a penny back every single month. That to me is a cool way to look at it. And if you want to go yearly, a dollar earned is going to earn me 6.5 cents a year. And to me, that's just awesome. Like that is, once the work is done, that is true passive income to me. Don't come at me with all the taxes and all that crap. I don't care about hearing that right now. So can't wait for the dividends to start rolling in and compounding and getting bigger and bigger. And that's why they're addicting, right? That's why us dividend investors are so hooked on this style of investing. So hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see everyone in the next video/podcast.